it is clear that the court has not made its determination in this particular matter. And, Mami, in fact, some of the interesting things that have happened in relation to this particular trial is that the case began in October, you know, with the case management conference, among other things, and Yapia Kubi was the lead counsel. He argued in court so many times for Chairman Wuntumi. But something unexpected happened just before this particular judgment. Even in May, Mami, when the prosecution brought its witnesses, four witnesses, after concluding their evidence, presented their evidence in court, the Wuntumi's counsel filed a submission of no case. They said this.
Today, and you're watching Joy News, and it's like listening, and you're also listening on Joy 99.7 FM and streaming live on all our social media platforms by joyonline.com and our affiliates across the country. This afternoon, there's a heavy security presence at the court complex with prison officers and police personnel deployed after the Accra High Court just moments ago found the NPP's Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Entry Boisiako, popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi, guilty on all six counts in the Samaboy illegal mining case. The convictions relate to charges of facilitating unlicensed mining. Our reporters are at the court, and we have a live team coverage with the latest developments, the court's ruling, and reactions from both the prosecution and the defense. Do stay with us. Welcome back, and currently we have on Zoom, joining us is Dr. Ken Ashigbe. He's convener for the Anti-Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. We're grateful for your time, Dr. Ashigbe, joining us this afternoon. And the news just coming in, Chairman Wuntumi has been sentenced to 20 years imprisonment. What do you make of this?
Well, thank you very much. I would say that this is a good day for Ghana. This is a good day for the media coalition against Galamsey, and then the coalition against Galamsey Ghana, and for all who want to see the back of this existential threat that confronts all of us as citizens. This is one case that the coalition petitioned the then Attorney General, then the IGP, and then personally myself, Martin Bibu, and two others, we also petitioned. We've been following through all this while. And I need to also commend the current Minister for Lands and Natural Resources. I remember Easter Sunday of 2025, I was in my holy village of Chiamen, when he called that we needed, it was a press conference, an urgent press conference that we had to dash down to Accra. And again, he then had gone into look this petition that we had done and done some investigations, and then also laid his report to the ministers. I am happy, and I think we also need to commend the Attorney General for seeing this case through. And we also would want to commend the judge who sat on this case for also demonstrating some courage. As we say the commendations, we also need to commend the former Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Samuel Jinapo. He was the first one to publicly declare that Akonta Mining was involved in an illegality so far as the Tana Numeri Forest Reserve was concerned. The then CEO for the Minerals Commission, Martin AEC, also then confirmed it. Unfortunately, the Attorney General then and the police prosecutors did not prosecute, and we kept on pushing. It just tells you, the media, that if you keep on pushing this, we would get somewhere. But again, this is just one of several politically exposed persons and campaigns. You remember that in October 2024, then former president and then candidate for the NDC, the current president, His Excellency John Mahama, had indicated that the fight against Galamsey was going to be fruitless unless we're able to deal with the kimping. So it is great that we're dealing with one kimping. But what has happened to the other politically exposed persons who were named in the Professor Frimpong Watson's report? What has happened to that? The current Attorney General caused Iyoko to investigate two people who are currently in this current government. We've not heard anything from that. You know, there are several politically exposed persons who are involved in Galamsey. There are DCs, MCs demonstrating either complicity or incompetence involved in Galamsey. I was in New Ebrimla sometime this month. There was a chief who said, you know, openly in the forum that about 80% of chiefs are involved in Galamsey. What is happening to all of these chiefs? There are several of them that we can name, that some of them that have come into the public space. We've heard Otunfor himself made statements like that. We heard the former speaker dead in the past government, in parliament, on the floor of parliament, talk about the fact that there were some parliamentarians who were either, you know, facilitating it, involved in it, and all of that. So this is just the beginning. If we really are going to deal with Galamsey decisively, then we need to make sure that a lot of big men who are marauding and parading the corridors of power, you know, flaunting their riches, are, you know, they are all candidates to also be, you know, sentenced. And well, on the issue of the 20 years in jail, I would have wished that the judge would have given the maximum sentence of 25 years, and also added the maximum fine. You know, that is because if you look at the law, you know, it talks about either the fine or the custodial sentence or both. The reason why we need to be drastic in the sentencing of picking pinks who are involved in Galamsey is that this, what they do is mass murder. If anybody had taken a gun and had shot anybody, we'll be asking for the maximum sentence. These people who are involved in this, the flood that happened in Samaraboy, the recent flood, part of it is because of the issues of Galamsey. People are dying from kidney diseases, renal diseases are happening, children are being deformed, you know, pregnant women, you know, are dying from stillbirth and all of that. And this is what these people do. They're economic saboteurs. The challenge they are imposing upon us in terms of our agricultural product, our cocoa and all of that, that have heavy metals in them and all of that.
All right.
These are nation wreckers that ought to be punished.
All right. Now, hold on for me. We'll come right back to you. But let's head to Kumasi, where my colleague Nana Yaljima is standing by the NPP headquarters. Nana Yaljima, what's happening there?
Pastor Lodge in Kumasi, and this is where the New Patriotic Party is holding its vetting for regional executives. Due to this reason, there are lots of party supporters all around, and this is where a lot of them heard the news about Chairman Wuntumi's sentencing of 20 years for illegal mining. And a lot of the people that you see here are not happy. A lot of them are not excited. They are down, their spirits are down, and I understand that it's affecting the event that is being held here, that is the vetting process itself. I would want to engage some of the party faithfuls, especially the leadership of the NPP in the Ashanti region, to gauge their mood on the process or the court, on what happened in court today. There's an aspiring communications officer here, which I would want to speak to him. Doc,
hello.
Welcome to Joy News.
Thank you very much.
I can see you came here excited for your vetting, but it seems what just happened in court today has got a lot of party people talking about the process, and others are not happy with how things turn out. What is your impression about what has happened the past few days?
Within the party, it's picking up of nomination form, particularly me contesting to become the first elected communications officer for Ashanti region. We've returned the nomination form. Today we are here for vetting. I am confident that it will end well. I was not aware that there's going to be judgment on Oyuntumi's case, particularly that one relating to mining. So the news has come as a shock to me. It's a moment of mixed feeling because he's still the Ashanti Regional Chairman for New Patriotic Party. Yes. He has not resigned. And that, he is the leader of the party within the region, even within the context of the new reforms. So it's a mixed feeling. The second thing is that it's a shock. I hear 20 years jail term. That's a lot for a young man who is now, we just turned 50 years. I am not a lawyer and not a legal person, so it's difficult for me to set out any legal arguments. But I will want to think that there is opportunity for an appeal, and that that appeal will be done expeditiously. I don't know whether he will have to be in prison whilst the appeal is pending, or there could be an intervention where the appeal will be heard immediately for certain other outcomes. He is my regional chairman, and over the time that he has been the regional chairman, me particularly, he has given me a lot of opportunity to serve the party. And it's the reason why I'm saying it's deep, deep mixed feeling. I'm saddened by the outcome of the court case against Chairman Oyuntumi. And I'm praying that the legal brains, the legal luminaries of the party and beyond will sit immediately and consider the next option. Until then, my feeling this morning or this afternoon is one of a mixed feeling. Mixed feeling because I'm happy I've gone through the process, and that very soon I will be declared properly qualified to contest, and I'm very optimistic about that. And the mixed feeling, the negative part is the news that Chairman Oyuntumi has been convicted.
So now the expectation is that there will be a review process or a process to go on an appeal, so that if possible, Oyuntumi could be granted freedom or reduce his sentence for him.
We are aware that Agrada went to jail not long ago. While she was in jail, there was an appeal. And that she has come home. And there are instances of that. And that is what, now that verdict has come, that is the option that I am expecting to happen. You know, so that it will not be jail for 20 years for Chairman Oyuntumi.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chebrobe. So that was Ishak Chebrobe, and he's aspiring to be communications officer for the New Patriotic Party in the Ashanti region. Behind me is Chairman Akins, and he is the NPP chairman for Bosumtwi constituency. He is the chairman for the home constituency of Chairman Oyuntumi, and he is the man who took over from Chairman Oyuntumi after he left the position of constituency chairmanship at the Bosumtwi constituency. Chairman Akins, welcome to Joy News. I can see, since I got here, grief written all over your face. How do you feel?
I feel very, very bad, honestly. I'm not anticipating this news, at least this afternoon. So I'm not that well. Let me just put it in a short, because I'm actually hit with this sentence that I'm hearing, because I was at the waiting room. I just came up and I was met with this story, so I'm not comfortable at all.
People may not know the relationship between yourself and Chairman Wuntumi. For me, I know you both, and I know that you took over from Chairman Wuntumi as chairman of Ejusu constituency, Ebosumche constituency, and since then there have been some closeness or good relationship between the two of you. Tell us, how was the relationship like?
As you've really said, Damon, he's a very good friend of mine, and even a brother, let me put it in there. So I met Wuntumi for some, let's say, 20 years ago, and then outside even political issues. When we've worked together, we've been very close until we all decided to get into serious political, business. So we planned, and he entered as a Ebosumche chairman, whilst I was a constituency vice chairman. So we play along with this, our political stuff, until he decided to come to contest at the region. So we planned everything, and he was successfully at the region. For the first time, we won the election in 2016. Yes. I became the substantive at where he left. So we've been so close that when you see Chairman Wuntumi, then of course you see Chairman Akins. So as you rightly said, we've been close, and I did never for once anticipate what I'm hearing now. That is why I'm a little bit uncomfortable to at least speak to the media. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Now, as I said, Chairman Akins happens to be the Ebosumche NPP chairman in the Ashanti region, and he was a close ally to Chairman Wuntumi, or he is a close ally to Chairman Wuntumi, and you can see he's down, he's not happy with what has happened so far, and he thinks that there is need for something to be done about the conviction so far. Nana Nsenche is here with me, and he is a leading member of the NPP in the Ashanti region. He was once a member of the regional executives in the Ashanti region. And
the vice chairman.
Exactly. And you worked closely with Chairman Wuntumi. How do you feel about this news?
Oh, it's a very bad news anyway. You can see everybody here, those who are here to go for vetting, and we that we have done with our vetting, we are not all happy. You know what? We are not all that happy. And even the 20 years sentence is too much. So I think I'm pleading with President John Mahamat that he should temper mercies with the justice, and then he do something about it.
You think this is going to affect the rebuilding of the NPP in the Ashanti region and the party and the national as whole?
No, no, this is rather going to ginger us, because we need to get him out. So we have to come at all costs. So if the delegate give me the mandate as a regional affairs vice chairman again, I'm going to make sure I work very tirelessly, as I did to Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, so that when we come to power, we can give him presidential pardon.
But don't you think that it's about time that the party or Chairman Wuntumi's lawyer considers, appealing the judgment?
No, for that one is on course. Yes, every judgment is appealable. So they have to. But they can do their part, and we can also do our part. So they are going to, if they have the opportunity to appeal for the judgment, that is so good. But we are going to do our part as our party. Do you think that if MPP was in power, or is in power, could this happen to Chairman Wuntumi? No, it's not going to happen to Wuntumi. So this is the reason why that we have to work very hard and harder for MPP to come to 2029, then we can get him out.
That's Nana Kwame Nsenche, and he happens to be the first vice chair for the NPP in the Ashanti region. And according to him, there is need for them to work together as a party, get back power, and if possible, through that, they get Chairman Wuntumi out with a presidential pardon. But even before they think about presidential pardon...
And that's Nana Yajima coming to us live from the Ashanti regional NPP headquarters in Kumasi. My colleague Kweku Asante is also with me in the studio. Kweku has questions for Dr. Ken Ashigbe.
Yep. Dr. Ken Ashigbe, I mean, the big question now is what happens? I mean, Chairman Wuntumi is obviously going to go in there and spend 20 years subject to whatever appeal he files and whatever the outcome that will be. But also the bigger picture of whether or not this will become a certain, idea and in renewing our illegal mining fight. We know that the Attorney General wrote to Yoko to investigate two NDC officials alleged to have been involved in illegal mining. Not much has been heard. You've already said here that you expected the maximum 25 years. There are big people behind illegal mining, bankrolling it and benefiting big time from it. Do you think that this conviction may serve as a renewal of our fight against illegal mining?
Well, interestingly, people, we did, as a coalition, we have not even adverted our mind to the fact that the judgment was today. So this morning, we had a press conference where we were dealing with a kind of a response to the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources accountability series and the points that had been made. And so we really clearly made the point about the fact that there are arrests being made, but you find out that most of those arrests are just the pawns. We are not dealing with the kingpins in this challenge that we find ourselves in. And so you would want to ensure that on the back of this judgment that has coincided with our press statement, first thing is also for us journalists to realize the fact that if we continue putting the pressure, and we also to citizens who should also bear in mind that they are sovereignty resides with them, that and we are able to keep on pushing, we would get to, be able to ensure that these campaigns who are involved in Galamse, we need a lot more of the journalists to be doing a lot more of the investigative pieces. So again, Erastus has just done a piece around a showing water body that has been destroyed. There's one Richard Entry who's been mentioned in it. Our hope is that the Ashanti Regional Minister, who mentioned that he knew that a gentleman, said he owned a concession. I have had confirmation from the head of their ARCOMS dev that says that they've not issued any permits for any cooperative mining happening there. So that person is a walking illegality. It's a suspected criminal. He should be arrested, investigated, and prosecuted. So I'm just hoping that we'll use this. And again, it won't happen naturally, We will use this as an impetus to be able to whip up again the push, because unfortunately, the impunity has not died down. If you drive from Bonso to Osino, and you get to the Nyinem bypass, you see Galamse happening hidden in clear sight. You see vehicles that are parked by the side of the road. The question you ask yourself is the MC or the DC in that area, the police commander in that area, the BNI persons in that area, don't they see these things happening? Why are they, are they waiting for the Minister for Land and Natural Resources to come from Accra or the President to come from Accra? Why are they not dealing with that? And so these people themselves are either complicit or incompetent. And in both ways, they cannot be representatives of the IGP or the President in the communities that they serve, in the jurisdiction that they serve in. So we'll be hoping that this would create, the impetus for us to demand a lot more. As you said yourself, the Yoko report, we need to be able to see that. And all the people who are involved in Galamse, it does not matter whose ass is God. Once you are implicated in it, you need to be punished.
We'll take you pretty shortly to the High Court complex where this sentence has been handed down. We'll get to see what is happening there. Are there political party supporters massing up there as usual when it comes to the arrest of politically exposed persons? We'll get to see all of that pretty shortly with Fatal Bayaga and Michelle Olati, who are on the ground for us to report in on what has been happening. Chairman Wuntumi, the NPP Ashanti Regional Chairman, and who is also gunning for the party's national leadership position, has been convicted on all the counts related to him having to do with illegal mining, facilitation of illegal mining and all of that, but also assignment of rights without authorization, and convicted and jailed for 20 years. Michelle Olati, what is the situation now at the High Court complex? Are the supporters massing up? What is the mood there as we speak?
Coming out of all the possible. Now the place is very calm because Chairman Wontumi has been taken out by the prison service. Fatal has been monitoring the situation, speaking also to the legal counsel. So, unfortunately, we've not seen any supporters of the NPP or supporters of Chairman Wontumi around this particular area. We'll do our checks at different areas. But let me speak to Fatal. He has been inside the courtroom. Which people were on grounds to represent Chairman Wontumi since his lead counsel is not around?
Michelle, so we are well aware that at the moment Samuel Atacha is out of the jurisdiction, and today the person who was in court holding the brief of the defense is Charles Boatin, and in fact flanked by three other lawyers as the make the arguments in court. And today, basically, because the in a letter that we now know came from them, they said that they wanted the court to adjourn this particular proceedings to a day after Wednesday, 22nd July, in order that their lead counsel will be back to the country, and then he will move the motion for the deferment of in fact they were seeking some interpretations as far as the minerals and Mining Act is concerned. So they were waiting for their lead counsel to come to court and then move that particular motion. The court, in fact, according to the trial judge, Audrey Kokufite, who has been handling this case for a very long time, I mean since October last year, basically in help, the letter brought by the counsel for Chairman Wontumi seeking an adjournment, to a day after, Wednesday and all of that. In fact, she described it as incompetent and moot because, in her point of view, Michelle, she said that, Samuel Atacha, right, when the court adjourned the proceedings to today, July 22, to deliver this particular judgment, he never said anything. The court went ahead to do all of that. And now he's now writing to the court, telling the court that he wouldn't be around and all of that. The judge simply, dismissed that particular motion. And then the constitutional interpretation aspect as well, they wanted the court to basically, refer the, they said that some sections of the Minerals and Mining Act are, vague, overbroad, and they think that they needed some interpretations. The judge dismissed that as well and then went ahead with the judgment. And in fact, in her opinion before the court, she said that the Article 1911 of the Minerals and Mining Act is quite clear and there's no need for any interpretation, and went ahead to read the judgment. And Michelle, the judgment alone took more than an hour. She had to take time to read almost every provision, also used judicial precedents in order to back her ruling, among other things. And then when she she read all the counts and then found Wontumi, in fact even before that she spoke about the witnesses that came to court to testify for both the prosecution and then the defense, and the prosecution brought four witnesses, and these witnesses gave the testimonies before the court, basically firming up the evidence presented by the prosecution. And then Michelle, the defense, Wontumi himself was among the witnesses. And then the former Western Regional Minister, Otri Kwaku Mensah, and also former Deputy Lands and Natural Resources Minister, Miracle Duka, were among his witnesses. They all came to court, they testified and all of that. And in fact, when the prosecution was done with his, testimonies before the court, or when the witnesses finished their testimonies, then the Wontumi's lawyers wrote to the court and said that the prosecution or the state simply did not have any case against us because they've not been able to establish any prima facie as far as the case was concerned. Right. But the judge again, Audrey Kokovite, simply dismissed that particular submission of no case as well. And then the case proceeded. That was when Wontumi's lawyers then came in to bring their witnesses and as far to testify before the court. And you see, there have been very interesting developments in relation to this particular case. And in fact, the most interesting things happened this year when Wuntumi's former lead counsel, and the Apiakubi simply said that he didn't want to continue to be the lead counsel. Exactly. The reason, he said that the courts were getting too personal with him, and for that reason, anytime he makes arguments, he makes statements in court, they are simply dismissed, among other things.
Exactly.
And that he needed to step aside. In fact, that particular, step, Michelle, he came to the court with a motion.